Yellow.
A white egg.
All right. What color would you say the yolk of the egg is?
Well, I look like me brown, I reckon.
The yellow part.
Yellow part, yellow.
Okay. If you cook them in water, if you cook eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
Poached eggs.
When you just drop them over in the water?
Boiled eggs.
All right. If you crack them and let them fall out into shell, out of the shells into hot water, then they are what?
You crack the egg, boiled egg.
Poached egg.
Poached egg.
Now, we want to talk about a kind of a meat. I think it comes off of hog, but it has different terms for different regions. I know when I was a little girl growing up, we used to call it a fatback. Then when I moved to Birmingham, we called it another name. Now, fat salt pork is called what? What do you call it?
Called fat salt pork, fatback.
Fatback, mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever used the term white meat?
Yeah, white meat.
I know when I had always called it fat back. Then when we moved to Birmingham, they called it white meat there. And I didn't know what they were talking about. Somebody asked me, did I like it? I said, I don't know what white meat is. What do you call salt or sugar cured meat that you might boil greens with?
It's called a streak of lean bacon.
All right. What now, what if it didn't have any lean in it? Grand is it?
Called it fat back.
All right. Now, if it had a good bit of lean, you say you call it what?
Streak of lean bacon.
All right. When you cut the side of a hog, what did you call that?
Million.
No, we eat it for breakfast.
Ham.
No.
Shoulder. Pork chop.
The side of a hog, we slice it sliced, and we eat it for breakfast.
Breakfast bacon.
Okay. Now the can of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs.
That's breakfast bacon.
Okay. Now if it has, suppose it has a little skin on it, what kind of bacon would you call that?
Call that
it's not in the package. It's got the little
smoked bacon.
Okay. The outside of the bacon is called what?
Lean.
No, the little thing you chew them up sometimes when you get through.
So the skin.
Okay. The kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your eggs. You can buy it and slice it thin yourself. Now what is that called?
Well, it's called a sliced bacon, take a knife and
slice. Okay. The kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
We call it link sausage.
Now, who kills or sells this meat?
Well, some of it's made out of hog, some of it's made out of beef. You get beef wings, and then you can get pork wings.
Okay, but now who does that? Who does the killing or the selling of it?
Butchers.
Okay. If the meat has been kept too long, you say the meat is boiled. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
I make a hog cheese, liver cheese, a hog head cheese, whatever you call it.
Have you ever used the term sauce meat?
Yeah, sauce meat.
Okay. What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Grind up hog liver?
Uh-huh.
Liver cheese.
Okay. Oh, is that what we buy with the white stuff around? Oh, I didn't know that's what that was. Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Hog blood?
Uh-huh.
No, I didn't make out of hog blood.
Okay, me either. You never heard of blood sausage?
No.
Blood pudding?
I never heard of that, no blood sausage, blood pudding. That's something new.
I don't think I want any of that. Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal? Maybe some hog meat?
Make gravy. Thickened gravy, they call it.
Like thickened gravy out of it.
Brown gravy. Some people put milk and make white gravy.
Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good.
Rank.
What?
Rank.
Rank, okay. Thick, sour milk that you keep on hand is called what?
Clabber milk. Sour milk.
What's the purpose for clabber milk? What do people do with clabber milk?